Når du forestiller deg et innbrudd, så ser du for deg drama.
Okay, se om du finner noen passord.
Kaos. At noen tar på det som ditt, invaderer det du har nærest.
Finn kort informasjon.
Det som bare du og kjæresten din vet om.
Masse private bilder. Nydelig.
Men sannheten at mens et digitalt innbrudd pågår, så merker du ingenting.
For sikkerhetens skyld inkluderer vi sikkerhetstjenester i våre abonnement. Bli tryggere på telenor.no/sikkerhet.
En podcast fra Podplay.
It had to have been like the trooper in middle school when I was really focused on bass. I loved playing that song on bass. I think the whole gallop with three fingers was a really fun challenge to attempt as a bass player.
Hei sann, musikkelsker, nostalgiker kanskje, Maiden-fan, muligens, samme det, håper du har det bra. Det har du sikkert, det våres, og det digg, og nå har jeg prøvd å snakke engelsk igjen. Det bruker å gå ganske dårlig, jeg skjønner ikke hva som greia, altså. Er det at vi trøndere sliter med å snakke engelsk? Jeg vet ikke. Fikk en ny prat, jeg har pratet om en før, med Wolfgang Van Halen. Han sønn til fantastiske Eddie Van Halen. Han har spilt i Van Halen. Da spilte han bass, Wolfgang, og nå står han godt på egne bein også. Skal komme nytt album snart, som jeg fikk tilsendt et par timer før intervjuet skulle starte, og hør på starten her, og så famler og fumler og sliter, rett og slett.
How's it going, man?
Nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'll just start by congratulate you with your new single, and just got your album. It's really, really nice.
Ja, thank you.
Legg på en liten latter der. Jeg nervøs, og så det jo litt sånn delay, det ekkelt å prate over sånn Zoom-kobling over Atlanteren, men man må ta det for det. Får jo flekka inn noe Maiden-spørsmål etter hvert. Jeg fant jo et bilde av Wolf Van Halen i lag med Nico McBrain og greier, og det måtte jeg jo spørre om. Så kos deg med Wolf Van Halen, fantastisk hyggelig kar, her i Gammal Maiden.
Gammal Maiden Torkel Torsvik.
How would you say that you have evolved as a singer, a songwriter, and a musician since the last time you made a record?
Yeah, I think the one difference between this one and the first one is that I think I came into the process a bit more confident and comfortable after touring the last couple of years and knowing what the band is. You know, the first album I was trying to figure that out, if I could even do it, but with this I know I could, and so I kind of experimented and pushed that. I think I was a bit more confident on guitar. There are a lot more solos. I think as a singer I was more confident in my voice, and I think that shows in the melody and some of the things I shoot for throughout. But yeah, that's probably the main factor when recording this album. I think I was a bit more confident.
Yeah, I guess when you made your first one, a huge inspiration must have been just showing yourself that you could do it and show us, the audience, that you could do it. What's your biggest inspiration now, making a second one?
I think with this album, it was to kind of see how much I could widen the breadth of what Mammoth could be. I think you can hear a lot heavier things on this album, and I think likewise there's stuff that's softer than what was on the first album. So I kind of widened what the definition of what Mammoth could be with this album.
Mm-hmm. And now recently you supported Metallica for the first time, and you've been supporting icons like Guns N' Roses before, but how was it this time with the huge Metallica?
It was crazy. Yeah. I've never played on a stage like that before. It was definitely a new experience for sure. Very happy to be a part of it. Everyone there is so wonderful. The whole the whole family, the whole crew, and the guys themselves. It's feel very lucky and honored to be a part of it.
And how was the audience in such a concert to support?
It was crazy. You know, I mean, for such a large venue, obviously it's still filling up when you're the first opener going on, you know, hours before the main thing. But the whole floor was filled out, and it was nuts. It was very welcoming crowd. Amsterdam was very wonderful. They love rock over there. I mean, Europe in general, and just overseas. Rock is very appreciated, and you can really feel it at the live shows.
And now you're in June, you're coming back to Scandinavia. How do you like touring? Because now you've been trying that a lot for the...
It's a wonderful experience to be able to tour with this music. The fact that people want to hear it and see it is an incredibly gratifying thing. You know, I write and make this music for myself. I follow, you know, what makes me happy to hear and to see that there are people around the world that feel the same way about the music is an incredible feeling for sure.
Have also the touring made you like... do you want to make heavier music now? Because I can hear your single. It's up tempo. It's heavier than your last music. High pitch vocals. It's really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the past few years of touring really influenced this next album of kind of to write music that I think would go off very well live. You know, looking at this new album, when it comes out, it's like, I hope people like it because I'm going to want to play the whole album, you know, during a set. There are so many songs on there that I think will be so fun to play live that I think there will be a lot of songs from that album live.
It's really difficult to find guys that you can be with like 24/7 on tour. And we can see the guys in your video. It seems like you're having a lot of fun together. How did you find those guys?
I've known them for a long time, as a friend or through mutual friends, you know. And I think you get closer and closer as you know. These last 2 years, we've really bonded, touring together. You become a family. I think more than anything, that's probably the most important thing when it comes to touring together. Is that you know you're living together, so you need to. You know, be happy and enjoy each other's company. And I couldn't have found a better group of dudes. They're the best. And I hope we get to do this forever.
I got this podcast about really early influences when we're children and we discover like, wow, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And what kind of band or music did that for you?
Well, obviously, just being in the household that I grew up in, I think it was just kind of there inherently. I don't think I ever really had this moment of like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I think I was already doing it by the time I had that realization. But when I was learning my first instrument, drums, when I was 9 years old, I basically played two albums nonstop and learned them front to back, which was Van Halen's Best Of Volume 1. And Anima of the State by Blink-182. So Blink-182 was one of the first few bands I discovered on my own. I found something I really enjoyed and tried to learn how to play. And then after that, many years later, is when I discovered Tool. And I think my ability as a musician expanded as I attempted to learn how to play that stuff. You know, so they were definitely a big influence. And I think you can hear that. On this album, there's songs like Optimist. That is, it's in an odd time signature, which is different from Amethyst. You know, we haven't done anything like that before. Mm-hmm. It's in 7/4. I think that song you can really hear the Tool influence.
Got this regular featured question because my first band, like your Blink-182, it was Iron Maiden. Do you remember the first time you heard an Iron Maiden song?
I have no idea. It had to have been like the Trooper in middle school. when I was really focused on bass, I loved playing that song on bass. I think the whole gallop with three fingers was a really fun challenge to attempt as a bass player.
Just saw a picture of you between Nico McBrain and your dad. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, Nico is a sweetheart. We've met many times. I think that was probably he would every time, because he lives in Florida of all places, and every time we would play Florida, he would always come and hang out. And he's a wonderful dude. Nico's the best. You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back.
You're listening to a podcast. I'm Bruce Dickinson. You're not, and you're listening to Gamal Maiden.
You will tour with Metallica, and do you also put like your own smaller gigs in between, so you, because there's a
lot
of
gaps. Yeah,
kind of
connected.
There.
They've got an odd touring schedule. I think it's like two shows a week, and we only play with one of them, so we sort of need to connect between those shows. And we've definitely got our schedule cut out for us. We're going to be doing all the festivals overseas, and I think early on we're going to be doing some press, and we have some headliners, and then, you know, between the festival gigs, I know we're going to join up with our friends in Alter Bridge for a couple shows. So it's going to be a fun but very busy stretch of touring, but I'm very excited. It's a good problem to have.
But the album will be out in August. You must be eager to play a lot of the new songs.
Absolutely. As soon as it's available, we're certainly going to play every song we can, because we've already been jamming them as a band, and they feel really great. So it's going to be really fun. I'm very excited to start playing that new material. I mean, just playing the new song, the new single, has been such a great time. It's live. It's been going off really well.
You're an amazing guitar player, but you also play all the other instruments. Do you have to rehearse like all the time to
keep
it up?
Yeah, it's funny when it comes to playing drums. You know, I started on drums. That it's like more often than not, when I sit down and we record drums, that's the first time I'm playing the ideas. So it's fun. It kind of keeps me on my toes, and we basically write the drum parts as we're recording it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun process the way we have it set up.
Final question. Do you have a favorite Iron Maiden song?
I mean, I guess I'll have to go back to The Trooper, having that be one of the first songs I ever heard. And I just, that bass line is so special to me. I love the gallop that it's, maybe that's a bit of a basic pick, but I just think that's a great song. It's classic for a reason, you know?
Do you use your fingers or a pick when you play the bass?
I'm more comfortable with the pick, but I can certainly play with my fingers. But I'm just, yeah, it's that song is a song you got to play with your fingers.
You can do everything. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, and you'll be playing Sweden Rock, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. Very excited.
So welcome back to Scandinavia, and good luck with your new album. It's really good. Thank you.
Gammal
Maiden med Torkel Torsvik, en podcast fra Radio Rock.
Du har hørt en podcast fra Podplay. En enklere måte å høre podcast på. Last ned appen Podplay, eller se podplay.no.